Hello, you are listening to Exam, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Katarina Sestarek. The Columbia Public School District is looking for a new superintendent, and now the search has been narrowed down to two finalists. Later in the show, we'll hear from Dr. Dred Scott and Dr. Peter Stiepelman about their plans for leading CPS. But first, KBIA's Hope Kerwin takes us to a classroom in Jefferson City for a different kind of parent-teacher conference. These are led by the students. The Classic Parent-Teacher Conference is a good way to evaluate a student's progress, but fourth graders at Jefferson City's South Elementary get to take the lead and tell their parents what they've learned.
Emma Anderson and her classmates in Mrs. Clark's fourth grade class have a lot to teach their parents about what they learn at South Elementary School.
We have like calendars and multiplication charts and reading counts charts, and that's where we put all of our data. And then we have proud pages where we put all of our pages where we've got like A pluses or just missed one.
Every February, parents visit their child's classroom at South Elementary for a student-led conference. Unlike traditional conferences, where the parent and teacher discuss a child's improvement, the teachers at South Elementary have the students talk about their progress with their parents. Michael Anderson is Emma's dad. He says he enjoys being the pupil for a change.
As parents, you know, sometimes you miss day-to-day activities and you don't really get to see that. So they get to take the opportunity to just, you know, show their passion as far as what they're learning, and then you get to be the student and listen to them.
South Elementary has been hosting these student-led conferences for over 10 years. Emma's teacher, Angie Clark, says student-led conferences began as a way for students to take a little responsibility for their education.
It's not the teacher and parents just talking. It's the kids showing their parents what they do, and they're excited about it. They want to show their learning. It's wonderful to just step back and watch the children with their parents.
Emma says she likes being involved in the conversation.
Because then I don't just have to walk around the classroom while my parents talk to Mrs. Clark.
Mrs. Clark's students lead their families around the classroom to showcase past projects and quizzes. Emma and the rest of the Anderson family are crowded around Emma's desk, looking on as she shows her reading comprehension skills on the classroom's iPad.
Here is my project.
South Elementary also hosts traditional parent-teacher conferences in the fall. Michael Anderson says the combination of both conferences gives parents a better understanding of their child's passions and what subjects they may need more help with.
You do get basically the best of both worlds. You see it from the teacher's perspective, and you also see it from the student's perspective. And I think what you'll see is a lot of times it will merge and almost mirror itself, but just coming at different angles.
Clark says South Elementary plans to continue student-led conferences to keep both students and parents involved in the classroom. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
Dr. Dred Scott and Dr. Peter Stiepelman are the two finalists for the post of Columbia Public Schools superintendent. They're preparing for a public Q&A session today where Columbia residents can meet the candidates between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. at 1818 Worley Street. KBIA's Jack Howard spoke with Dr. Dred Scott, the deputy superintendent for the independent school district. Scott says as CPS superintendent, he would focus on lower-income students because of his similar experience growing up in Kansas City.
I have a desire to pursue opportunities that support students that most would consider at risk. Those opportunities for me kind of go back to my belief that all students can learn at high levels if they're given the right amount of support.
Where do you think that comes from?
Grew up in inner Kansas City. I grew up with a single parent. I grew up poor. I grew up bouncing around to several different schools within my educational career. What matters is you being exposed to individuals and to teachers and educators that believe in you and that prepare you for success despite challenges that you might face along the way. And so it's something that's deeply ingrained in me.
I almost see some kind of irony because of your name, because of the Supreme Court decision, Dred Scott.
My father has always been interested in history. And so he began to research Dred Scott and get more acquainted with his story and the significant history he has, not only in the state of Missouri and the St. Louis area, but across the nation. and decided as a boy, as a fourth grader, that when he had a son, he would name his son after Dred Scott. And so that's how I got my name. Truly, my name has proven to be kind of a motivating factor for me. It's quite a legacy for me to live up to.
When it comes to at-risk students in Columbia, Dr. Peter Stiepelman is familiar with the problems they may face early on. Stiepelman is the Columbia Public Schools Assistant Superintendent of Elementary Education, and he's also a finalist to be the next superintendent. KBIA's Jack Howard first asked him about the changing demographics of the growing school district.
The things that we have to consider as a community is the fact that we are at 46% free or reduced lunch. Those are January numbers. That's up-to-date numbers. That means almost one in every two kids is eligible for free and reduced lunch. As a community, we've seen an increase of students who speak more than one language, right, second language learners. And in the past, these were typically children of visiting scholars. Now, they are more likely to be immigrants who are, well, truly they're refugees. So, for example, we've gone from about 650 4 years ago, second language learners, to 990 this year. And so we're just exploding with need.
How do you connect with those families personally as the superintendent? Because that's a leadership role. You know, that you're not, you know what I mean?
I'm going to beg to differ, because I think that, you know, as we redefine the role of the assistant superintendent, you can also define the role of superintendent to be visible, not just visible, but to be active in the community. When I was principal at West Boulevard, we did home visits. I think as superintendent, you can still do those things. You can still be highly involved. And, you know, there's a kid at one of our schools right now who is a child who has had the most incredibly traumatic upbringing, is right now in foster care, is significantly suffering from post-traumatic stress. And, of course, this is one child. But that doesn't stop me from visiting him regularly, you know, or wanting to be a part of his success, or to be able to show that, you know, he's human and he's savable. And, you know, someone once I was asked, you know, in 2014, No Child Left Behind says that all kids are going to be reading, 100% of the kids will be reading on grade level. Do you really think that's possible? And my answer is always, I've never met a parent who didn't want their kid to be successful. So until I meet that parent, I'm going to work really hard to make sure that we have 100%.
That's this week's exam. Podcasts of this and all other shows are available at kbia.org. I'm Katerina Starik. Thanks for listening.